At the top of our program today, a longtime Lansing State Journal executive has a new masthead. Mickey Hurton joined the LSJ in 2001 and spent a dozen years as the paper's executive editor. His tenure at the Lansing State Journal ended last summer amid a restructuring triggered by the growing use of digital media and the shrinkage of readership and revenue. He officially joined Lansing City Pulse as editorial director this week. We welcome back to Current State Mickey Hurton. Good to see you.
Well, thanks for having me.
And we want to talk about the new job, by all means, and maybe a little bit about the old job as well. What are the nuts and bolts of your new position?
Well, it's an opportunity. It's a strange sort of title. Essentially, they're helping out the newspaper while I continue to look for another job. It's a real opportunity for me. I think it's an opportunity for the newspaper, and I think it's an opportunity for the community just to bring my skills and experience to bear at, you know, Lansing's locally owned, locally operated alternative newspaper.
And City Pulse bills itself as the newspaper for the rest of us. Are you now officially one of the rest of us, or are you still a member of whatever the other group is? That is really what I want to know.
I guess I'm one of the rest of us at the moment, and we were talking about this before, the rest of us, the Festivus season. It's a perfect time to join this newspaper.
I've always been intrigued by that. I've got to ask Burl how he came up with that the next time I see him. The newspaper for the rest of us.
Well, you know, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, journalism in the state particularly is separated into sort of locally owned and heavily, heavily corporate journalism. And there is a vast, vast difference. You know, I'm the president-elect of the Michigan Press Association, and I see this so clearly as we, you know, as we deal with our issues. We have lots of locally owned newspapers, a lot of weeklies, some dailies, many dailies actually, and then you have the chains, and they just come at it, the journalism, from a different point of view because they're able to, actually.
How should the roles of, let's localize this, how should the roles of the Lansing State Journal and the Lansing City Pulse be different?
Well, they all need to serve the community. I mean, ultimately you need to do that. And the City Pulse has a real opportunity now to increase its footprint in the community as the Lansing State Journal and other papers drastically scale back their commitment to local journalism. Mm-hmm. And the community needs it. The reason I'm working with the City Pulse, and I thought it was an interesting opportunity, is because I see their particular strengths, and their strengths can compensate for losses in other areas. Types of coverage, arts and entertainment coverage, real local political coverage, food and dining, and a voice. You know, Lansing has a voice. It really does. We're a community that speaks differently from Grand Rapids or from Midland or from Jackson. And that voice is important, and I think people want to hear that. And the City Pulse provides that.
How invested can you get at the City Pulse if you're really pursuing another job?
Well, it's something like an investment on my part. I'm hoping right now, and the City Pulse is a small business. It really is. And the publisher there, Burl Schwartz, wears many, many hats. And it is tough, let me tell you. My hope is that with me helping out there for at least the next few months, or possibly longer, that he can focus on the business side of the newspaper, make that stronger. Because you have to have a strong, solid business. If he's able to do that, then he will have the resources, perhaps to hire me or to hire other people, other journalists in the community, and they're fine journalists who have been, you know, dismissed from the Lansing State Journal, or others. So I'm sort of investing in him and his paper and hoping they just succeed.
But whereas he has worn the hats of a businessman and a journalist, he is able to focus more on the business side
exactly.
Now, and you can take up the slack on the journalist.
Right,
side.
And I have the skills and the knowledge and you know and the interest in doing that. It's a rare convergence, if you think about it, that somebody like me just happens to be available to come in and help out.
How did you view the City Pulse while you were at the Lansing State Journal? Did you respect what they did? Did you want to bury them? I mean, did you view... How did you view them?
They were a competitor. They did some strong political coverage. Their arts filled a niche. You know, I didn't give it a ton of thought because I had plenty to do, quite honestly. I mean, we had our own agenda there, and I followed through with that. We've had
What was that?
The agenda, the latest one that we did, and there's with Gannett, there's always a latest. There's always a plan that comes down from on high that's the greatest, newest idea. Ours was to focus on MSU sports, politics, Michigander, we called it, and community. And this was a real restructuring we did. And we did it very, very well in the last year, year and a half, and to really focus on digital. You look at those four, five things, and you really didn't have a lot of time to worry about anyone else. And quite honestly, I figured as long as we were doing a good job, and we were, that was enough.
We're talking with Mickey Hurton, the new editorial director of the Lansing City Pulse. Talk to us about being at the Lansing State Journal, really at the prime of your career, and watching this transition from print to digital.
Well, the transition of print to digital has been very difficult for newspapers. They have not figured it out by any means. And you see that in Michigan, where you have MLive that has a full digital operation but gives it away for free. You have the Gannett newspapers, except for the Detroit Free Press, that now charge, and charge quite a bit. I mean, it's $37 a month now to subscribe to the Lansing State Journal. And that's part of that is, you know, the ability to get digital. We still don't know where this whole thing is going. The problem has been, while we've made this, while digital is sort of roiling the waters, we're trying to figure out how to deal with it, how to, you know, be profitable. And the way Gannett's decided to do it is just keep cutting staff. I mean, I was looking at this the other day. I think when I came here, we had over 70 editors and reporters and on the news side, and the weekly newspapers had about 25 people, you know, working on their papers. Now, I don't believe there are much more than 40 people in the Lansing newsroom, full-time, you know, journalists. And it's not different from a lot of papers, but I didn't care about a lot of papers. I cared about the ones, you know, I was working with.
Do you recall when you became aware that the print business model was really changing profoundly?
Well, it's been so gradual. I mean, you could see it happening. I mean, the print model, let's be honest, the print model is still very successful. I mean, you probably got a Thanksgiving paper or a Sunday paper.
Jeff Bezos seems to think so.
Yeah. I mean, it's fat as can be. It's, but it still keeps shrinking. The trend is inexorable, and it will decline at some point. And we've seen it here in the state. I mean, there are a number of papers. Look at Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor News publishes twice a week. This was a significant voice in a strong university community. Lansing State Journal still goes every day. Most papers, or many papers, do. It depends what the ownership wants and how they view it, how they're going to invest in the future to preserve what is the balance between the need for profits right now and the ability to serve their communities in a meaningful way. And it's how they balance those two competing forces determines how they act.
Did it end more or less amicably at the State Journal, or were there issues?
Well, I mean, I guess amicably. I'm still, you know, I have a great staff there. I mean, I hired most of these people. Terrific editor there now. The community is so lucky that Stephanie Angel, my managing editor, remained, that they didn't bring in some corporate tool to come in and try to, you know, do things better. But it was okay. They wanted me to sign a ridiculously restrictive severance agreement. So secret, in fact, that I couldn't discuss the fact that I even had one. And all kinds of other crazy provisions. You could never talk about the newspaper in anything other than glowing terms. And I didn't sign that. I rejected that and took a different kind of offer. I guess it's reasonably, you know. I mean, I worked there a long time. I have a strong feeling for that. That was an important part of my career.
Sure. So. Was the online paywall at the journal working when you were there?
Well, it depends how you define working. You know, they had about 700,000 unique viewers a month, but their whole push was for digital-only subscriptions. And that throughout, that really hasn't taken off. I mean, people aren't just saying, well, I'm going to not get the paper, but I will just get digital. I don't think it's working. They have this other, you know, they've increased the cost of the paper, which is really the cost of the whole, you know, the bundle of news that you acquire. And they keep pushing on that. Look, they keep cutting staff. I mean, we're down about From this time last year, there are probably about 10 fewer people on that paper, on the news side, than there was a year ago. So if it were really working, they probably wouldn't continue to make cuts in the staff.
What content changes will you recommend at the City Pulse?
Well, I think the arts and entertainment coverage is unsurpassed. I mean, nobody covers it like they do. That's great. I think food and dining is a terrific opportunity. I think there's just more lively, interesting features and shorter columns, briefs, things that sort of just capture the voice. I mean, people's attention span is short, sad to say. But do we need three-page stories about issues, or do people looking for smaller bites but still pretty tasty? So I think what the paper does well now, it can do even better with, you know, more hands helping. But perhaps I write a column. Perhaps we get more short notes. We look at page 5 and kick that up a little bit. I'm really going to talk with the staff. I've had one meeting with them, and they were great. It was very gratifying. And just go in and walk, see what they want to do, and what can I help them do?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really what it is. I mean, they're probably stretched to the limit. And now if I can come in and say, well, I can help you with that, or how about this? That's sort of the way I try to manage. I'm there to help them.
But are you saying some of the news stories might get shorter?
Well, when they should. I think they overwrite some of them. I think they're just too long. You know, it's sometimes harder to write a shorter story than a longer story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really have to edit it, focus it, and look at it. And they don't have a lot of people, but I could help with that. It's helping the planning. I'll attend my first staff meeting tomorrow morning where we talk the budget, talk about what's coming up. And I'll have ideas on that. I'll say, look, we could do it this way. Are there breakout opportunities? Are there sidebars? Are there ways we can engage the public? Are there better ways to use social media to, you know, complement what we're doing?
What has changed most about Lansing in the 12 years you've been in town?
My sense truly is that the Lansing region is gaining. I mean, however you want to define it, I think it's a more vibrant place now, a better place in some ways than it was when I got here in 2001. You know, your auto industry is highly stabilized, and growing. Your downtown businesses, downtown Lansing, is in many ways better and stronger. It hasn't hit that home run, but you know what? There may not be home runs. I think we've gone through the recession. I think housing prices will come back. We've got the FRIB, which is a tremendous opportunity. And you have a bunch of smaller companies that really seem to be digging in and making their mark. We keep looking for the grand plan, the grand bargain. But, you know, people like Bob Trecise at Leap, I mean, have done really a terrific job at just focusing on the important things, the fundamentals. This is a game of fundamentals. This is a hit for average on this. And I think Lansing's been able to do that. And I'm very optimistic about the area. It needs to, you know, if it gets something really cool, something that gives it that real bump, even better. But if not, you know, if they take care of that corridor between Lansing and Michigan Avenue, along Michigan Avenue, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Mickey Hurton is the new editorial director of the Lansing City Pulse. Mickey, good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mark.